Dijo y jamás by this house again. Sí. Ven si sana crezca. Open the door.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Taylor.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining me again to do the recording, Dr. Taylor. I'm really sorry about what happened last
week. Don't even worry about it. Seriously.
Okay. So we'll start off directly with the first question. A brief introduction about you, Doctor, the qualifications you have, the professional expertise, how it all started off for you in the field of dentistry.
Okay, I've been practicing dentistry for 12 years now. I went to USC Dental School in Los Angeles. I got into dentistry because of my father-in-law, who is now my business partner. He guided my interest towards, I was already involved in science. I was doing a master's in biochemistry and ended up doing dentistry after that. He's been practicing for 41 years. I've been practicing for 12 years now. In terms of expertise, we are a general practice. We're a family practice. We do a lot of cosmetic dentistry. We do a lot of implants. We do a lot of surgery and sedation cases, and we do a lot of emergency dentistry, like root canals. And we do see some kids. We do oral surgery with wisdom teeth extraction.
Okay, perfect. A very small introduction about Martin Taylor Dentistry as well. What are the special equipments you have? Any special discount plans happening, anything to promote the practice through the video?
Sure. Well, like I said, we're a family business. It's me and my father-in-law, Jeff Martin. I'm William Taylor. We just moved to our new location almost 2 years ago now. It's a modern practice with state-of-the-art technology, and we invest in this for the benefit of our patients. We have digital x-rays. We have a cone beam CT imaging system for implants and wisdom teeth. It is an ADA compliant facility. In terms of our sterile area, is all state of the art, autoclaves. And then for our patients, we provide a smile membership plan, which is if you do not have insurance, you can sign up for this plan, and it gives you cleanings that you can get 2 cleanings every year, part of the plan, and you get a discount on our fees. We also take many dental insurances.
Great. Okay. So the first procedure-related question is dental implants. What is a dental implant? Common methods of other tooth replacement, and basically how does the procedure work at your practice? And again, doctor, just to remind you, try mentioning your practice name whenever it's necessary.
Okay,
you can start.
At Martin Taylor Dentistry, we placed a lot of dental implants. A dental implant is a titanium post that is placed in the upper or lower jawbone, and it's done. You do this to replace a missing tooth. So the procedure is pretty straightforward. Once the tooth is out and the bone site has healed, then you do a minor surgery where you place the implant into the bone. There will be stitches afterwards. And you let that heal for 4 months. And then after that is fully healed, you go through the process, usually takes about 3 weeks, of putting a crown on there. And at that point, your tooth is replaced. Now, other options for replacing a tooth other than an implant, you can do a bridge, which is where you have to basically work on the teeth in front and behind the space. And then the bridge is 3 crowns splinted together that sit on those 2 teeth and fill in the space. You can do a partial, which is like a denture that you take in and out. Or you can do nothing.
Okay. Okay. Next is about teeth whitening. You can start off by explaining what basically causes discolored teeth, and then what is teeth whitening and what are the treatment options available at your practice?
Okay. So over time, as we eat or drink certain things, it stains our teeth and it gets into our teeth, and that stain cannot just be simply brushed away. And so that's why we have the option for teeth whitening. In our practice, we do custom trays where we take impressions of your teeth and we make these clear plastic trays that fit specifically for you. And then we give you some white gel and we let you take that home with instructions on specifically showing you how to use it. And then you can whiten whenever you want. It usually takes about 3 or 4 weeks to get to a point where you're happy. And then as time goes on, your teeth will stain again. And then since you have the trays, you can bleach whenever you want. Other methods, you can use strips that you buy in the store. Those are not as effective, but they can work if you're diligent. The problem is, without custom trays, the bleaching material can get on your gum tissue, and it can actually chemically burn your gum tissue. There's in-office bleaching with lasers. That is great. It can be a little sensitive for the teeth. It does work. But for the custom trays, it's the patient can always bleach whenever they want. And that's it.
Okay. Next is about
orthodontics. Did I say the impressions? I'm sorry, it's been a long day. Did I mention?
Yeah, I can. I was actually to ask you whether you're tired, because I can literally hear it in your voice.
I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
Do you want to add something more to teeth whitening, doctor?
Yeah, let me add a little bit more.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
So the procedure for teeth whitening. First, we take impressions of the top and bottom. So we take full mouth impressions. Then a week later, you come in and we give you your custom trays. Make sure they fit properly. This will protect your teeth and your gum tissue from the bleaching material that we use. Bleaching is safe, especially when you're using the custom precision fitted trays that we make. Like I said, this further ensures your gum tissue will not be burned by the bleaching material. And anyone with healthy teeth can bleach. The only people that we don't recommend bleaching for is pregnant women.
Okay, next is orthodontics. What is orthodontics basically, and what are the orthodontic options available, and what should one expect when they visit your practice for one of those orthodontic options?
Okay. So when we speak about orthodontics, we're talking about moving your teeth. So if you have crowded teeth or your teeth are spaced out and you want to move them into the ideal position, then you use orthodontics. And there's different ways of moving the teeth. You can put brackets on the teeth and then put wire on there and move the teeth around like that. Or now you can use trays, or people call them aligners, but it's a plastic tray. It's a series of them. And you change all these trays over time and it moves your teeth into a straight position. The benefits of orthodontics is you have a better bite, you have healthier gums, it looks good, and really anyone is a candidate for orthodontics. Most people actually need some minor or major orthodontics done to make their bite ideal.
Okay, next is all.
Anyway, let me say one more thing about the orthodontics we do at our practice.
Yeah,
can I say
sure.
That?
Yes, please.
At Martin Taylor Dentistry, we do 6-month smiles, which is really limited short-term orthodontics. It's completed on average in 6 months. It is wires and brackets on the teeth, but the wire is white and the brackets are clear, so you really can't see it. It's only for adults. We only do it on adults, but it's really good for minor crowding or spacing. And And like I said, it's very short term, and you do get retainers and bleaching trays afterwards.
Okay, let's move on to laser dentistry. What is laser dentistry? How are laser treatments performed? What do you use laser dentistry for, basically?
Okay. At Martin Taylor Dentistry, we do perform laser dentistry. We have what's called a diode laser. We use our laser for deep cleaning. So if you have like a gum infection, we have a procedure where we do the cleaning, and then we use a laser to go into the gum tissue and clean out, one, the bacteria, and two, the unhealthy gum tissue that's down there. And so we leave it bacteria free, and we expose new healthy gum tissue to help heal up that area. The other thing we use laser dentistry for is for cosmetic dentistry. Sometimes we need to sculpt the tissue to make it look more ideal. And so we'll use laser dentistry for that.
Great. Next, about dental crowns. What are dental crowns? What should one expect from the placement of one? And basically, what are the materials you use to make a crown? How long does it last, etc.?
So at Martin Taylor Dentistry, we do lots of dental crowns. People call them caps also. So when you do dental crown, at Martin Taylor Dentistry, it's two appointments. So the first appointment is you come in, we numb you up, we will clean the tooth and shape it. And shaping for a crown means you reduce that tooth all the way around and you make the tooth a little bit shorter so that a crown can fit over that tooth and fit all the way around that tooth and protect it and make it stronger. The materials that we use, so hang on, let me start over. I messed that up. Okay. All right. At Martin Taylor Dentistry, we do lots of dental crowns. When you do a crown at Martin Taylor Dentistry, it's two appointments. The first appointment is you come in, we numb you up, we shape and clean the tooth for a crown. And when I say shape and clean, I mean we clean up decay and we reduce that tooth all the way around slightly, and we make it slightly shorter so that a crown can fit over and around that tooth, protect it, and make it healthier. So after we shape it, we take an impression, and then we put a temporary crown on. So when you leave, you have a temporary crown on the tooth, and the tooth is protected. Then you come back for your second appointment, usually a couple weeks later, and we place the new crown on. So we first numb you up, take off the old crown, and then place the new crown on there. The materials that we use at Martin Taylor Dentistry, we use very good labs, dental labs, for making the crown. We use Emax crowns, which are very aesthetic and look great. And then back where you have a heavier bite, we use zirconia crowns. And those are super strong, very, very strong. These crowns are all white, all porcelain. They last a very long time. In terms of maintaining crowns, with the crowns that we do at Martin Taylor Dentistry, you maintain a crown. When you do a crown, you are restoring or bringing a tooth back to its ideal shape and size. And so you maintain a crown just like you maintain a tooth. You floss it regularly and you brush it regularly. Ideal candidates for a crown are really anyone who needs a crown. So you're healthy, you have a tooth that needs to be protected and restored, then you're an ideal candidate for a crown.
Great. So our last question, it's all about dentures. What are dentures? How are they made? And the types of dentures? Do you do partial or full dentures? And mm-hmm. benefits, how long does it last, etc.?
Okay. So when we talk about dentures, there's at Martin Taylor Dentistry, we do many types of dentures. There's full dentures where you're replacing all your teeth on the top or bottom. There's partial dentures where you're replacing just some of your teeth. and either one, you take those in and out. And there's also overdentures. And when I say overdentures, it can either be a partial or a full denture, but you have implants in the jawbone, and these dentures will attach to it and be secure. Now, with those, you still take them in and out every day, but they're very secure by attaching to implants. The benefits for dentures, with the dentures that we make at Martin Taylor Dentistry and the partials, they look very good. So you get your smile back. You can function on them. You can eat with them. So it restores function. And especially with partials, when we're replacing those teeth that are missing, it helps protect the remaining teeth. Dentures can last if cared for. They typically have to be replaced usually around every 5 years or so. Ideal candidates for dentures are anyone who is missing teeth. They're not going to do implant and bridge work, and they want a very ideal solution for replacing multiple teeth in multiple areas of the mouth with one solution. So that would be an ideal candidate for dentures or partial dentures.
Okay, doctor. I wanted to explain something to you real quick. I won't take too much of your time. We can even do a welcome video or a practice tour video for you.
Yes.
I see that you already have one, but if you want like a very shorter version to post on your social media or anything as such, we can do a video. Now, right now what we did was an audio recording. So we can do a video recording for you through Zoom, or you can even record it yourself using your phone and share the clips with me so that I can do the video for you. So I will send you a detailed email on this with a few sample videos attached so that you can go ahead and make a call on it.
Okay.
Is there any other procedures you would want to discuss, doctor?
I want to discuss. We do sedation.
Okay, go ahead.
At Martin Taylor Dentistry, we offer sedation dentistry, and so we are both licensed to administer oral conscious sedation. And so what that means is we give you some pills that you will take before the procedure. We will administer the dose that you need that makes you comfortable and sedated. And we give you nitrous gas or laughing gas on top of that. You are very much with it. You can respond to us. The benefit is you won't remember anything. You'll be sleepy and you'll be very relaxed through the whole procedure. We can do bigger cases. We can do smaller cases. We can do whatever is necessary, but you'll be very comfortable the entire time. It is ideal for people who just can't bring themselves to come in and do the dentistry. Sorry, let me do that again. It is ideal for patients who just don't like going to the dentist, but need to come in and get their dental treatment done. Or it's ideal for longer procedures where you're in the chair for a long time and you just need to be comfortable and relaxed for that entire procedure.
Perfect, doctor. I think we got what we want.
Hopefully. If not, let me know. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I perfectly understand. It's pretty late in the day. Thank you so much for joining me, doctor. I'll let you know, and I will send you that email which explains the other set of videos which we do. So you can just ask Jason to, whenever you want a video, you can just inform Jason and he will let me know.
Well, you know what? Can I speak about cosmetic dentistry?
Sorry?
Can I speak real quick about cosmetic dentistry?
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
Let me go up here. Hang on. Okay. At Martin Taylor Dentistry, we do a lot of cosmetic dental cases. meaning when we're doing crowns or veneers in the front teeth, we can do a cosmetic case where we can take a smile that needs some work on it and make it ideal and make a beautiful smile. When I say a crown versus veneer, it depends on the situation. They both have great results. Veneers are when you're not shaping the whole tooth, just part of the tooth, and you're bonding like a porcelain facing on the tooth. A crown is when you shape the whole tooth and you cement a crown over that shaped tooth. In conjunction with that, a lot of times we do bleaching. But in either way, with the labs we use and the materials we use, our cosmetic cases always come out very, very beautiful.
Okay, is that all, doctor?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I can think of right now.
Okay. Okay, then thank you so much for joining me, doctor.
Thanks, Andrea.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.